Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 10, verses 51 to 53. Jesus asked Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" "My rabbi," the blind man said, "I want to see." Jesus said to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." Instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. On the face of it, Jesus' question would seem entirely unnecessary. Surely it was obvious what a blind man would want Jesus, the famous healer, to do. So why did he ask it? I believe he asked it because in doing so, he gave the man dignity. Jesus didn't barge into his life and do what he considered would be best for him. He listened to Bartimaeus. The blind man declared his desire to be able to see again, and Jesus, recognizing the man's faith, healed him. Jesus never barges into our lives. He asks us what we want him to do for us. Yes, we all need forgiveness, but he will only give it to us when we're serious about our request. The fact is that many people want to hang on to their sins. Sin has become such a part of life that they can't imagine being separated from their bitterness or selfishness or anger, sexual sin, or whatever it happens to be. The offer of forgiveness from Jesus is real and definite, but he won't give it as a sticking plaster to place over our ongoing sin. He forgives us only when we repent and declare our willingness to live a new way. The decision lies entirely with us. God longs to be our guide, but once again, this is never imposed on us. We can get guidance from 1,000 different sources. The internet, friends, the media, newspapers and books are fertile ground for guidance. It's only as we surrender to God and tell him that we want him to guide us that he'll be able to lead us in his way. He may well use material that we've gained from other sources, but he is the one who shows us the way to go, if only we're open to his voice. Bartimaeus' life was transformed because that's what he asked for. James, in his letter, observed that many of the people he was addressing hadn't received the blessings of God for one simple reason. They hadn't asked. Let's not make the same mistake. Let me pray with you. Thank you, loving God, that you love to bless us. Help us always to be ready to welcome you into every part of our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which of course you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Have a great day.